We know photonics is the science and application of particles of light called photons. And we know it makes lasers and LEDs, is being integrated into electronics and advancing imaging systems. But the creation of a photonics institute in Rochester is actually part of a national push toward investing in manufacturing jobs. Back in 2014, President Obama announced a big initiative in advanced manufacturing.
For generations of Americans, manufacturing was the ticket to a good middle-class life. We made stuff. And the stuff we made us the economic leader of the world. But the economy's changed. So if we want to attract more good manufacturing jobs to America, we've got to make sure we're on the cutting edge of new manufacturing techniques and technologies.
The president called for the establishment of dozens of institutes across the country, all working on high-tech manufacturing. And Rochester was chosen as the location of one such institute, to be called the American Institute for Manufacturing Integrated Photonics.
AIM Photonics is going to act as a central hub and will give Rochester Optics business the space and the capacity they need to generate the next generation breakthroughs and secure American leadership in the manufacturing of integrated photonics.
That's Vice President Joe Biden at the announcement in the summer of 2015. But in the aftermath, there was some public disagreement over where this photonics hub would be headquartered. It's a long story, but basically, a group headed up by leaders from SUNY Polytechnic Institute in Albany wanted it headquartered at the Legacy Tower, the former Bosch and Lomb building. Another group made up of Rochester leaders fought for it to be located at the Sibley building. Ultimately, the Legacy Tower won out. Governor Cuomo got involved in some of the discussion, and the public political infighting subsided, for the most part. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter was one of the strongest supporters of bringing the hub to Rochester.
History will forget any squabbles anybody had. What history wants to know is that we made a difference and we made a change. And by George, we are really doing that.
Bob Duffy, former lieutenant governor, who is now president and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, agrees. Duffy has since been named the chair of the AIM Photonics Leadership Council, a group put in place to help get everyone on the same page.
Some of the back and forth has probably been played out publicly. It's much more ado about nothing. They're really, the team is working seamlessly together. Great teamwork, great participation, great support for each other, and I feel great about where it's going.
Two photonics technology-related companies have announced they're picking up and coming to Rochester. And Governor Cuomo says this could be the start of job and economic growth in the industry, if political leaders continue to work together.
The regions that thrive are the unified regions where people work together. They put aside competition for cooperation. They disregard government boundaries. That is up to you. It is all there for you to do it.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.